2014 presents another budget challenge for Tucson. The city is looking at a number of increased costs this year, from debt payments to operating the streetcar and a new public safety radio system. It's also going to pay more in retirement benefits for police and firefighters. Kelly Gottschalk is the city's chief financial officer. Late last year, she gave a breakdown of how the city's revenue may stack up to its expenses this year. She says altogether, Tucson could be facing a budget hole of at least $15 million.
We are seeing on an annual basis that our revenues are going up, but our expenditures are going up, you know, faster than our revenues. So we would have to, we are going to have to face challenges in fiscal 15.
The fiscal year runs from July to June, so when she references fiscal year 2015, Gottschalk is talking about the budget that begins in July of 2014. The deficit figure is hard to nail down just yet, Gottschalk says, because all of the revenue from the first half of the fiscal year hasn't been calculated, and expenses for the second half of the year are still just estimates.
I don't really want to give a firm number, but it's going to be another challenging year. Last year, we had a $15 million budget gap. Going into 15, it's going to be at least that.
In an end-of-the-year message to Tucson employees, City Manager Richard Miranda cited many of the upcoming expenses Gottschalk listed. He says the city council must continue to prioritize programs that ensure health and safety and focus on economic development to help raise revenues. Members of the city council have echoed that plan, and it is similar to the approach Pima County plans to take in 2014. Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry says one of his top two priorities is economic development.
Primarily at attracting new primary employment within Pima County, and hopefully that means new aerospace manufacturing or high-tech firm locations in Pima County so that we can continue to grow our job base and hence economic development.
That will hinge on five goals, Huckleberry says. First,
how do we help develop primary job centers in the community?
Then job training for people who already live here. Next,
leveraging the capacity or the ability of the university to help in creating new employment.
For example, turning bioscience research into local businesses. The fourth goal is promoting tourism.
Because tourism is our purest form of economic development.
And he says the final step in economic development is the county's second big priority for 2014, improving transportation.
Trying to get transportation systems enhanced, particularly those corridors around our job centers. We've often looked at trying to promote a new interstate highway connection between I-19 and I-10. That'll be on the top of the list.
Huckleberry also wants to help Tucson International Airport add a second runway and expand the Port of Tucson, which is a rail freight center. He says those efforts will create a transportation logistics hub. He is also proposing an increase in gasoline taxes to pay for road repair. That proposal could affect any driver and any community in the state.
Much of the highway system that's maintained by city and towns, and as well as the county, is in very poor condition. That money needs to be reinvested, and we need to push the legislature to either raise the gas tax, and that would hopefully be a minimum of 10 cents a gallon, or to refer a gas tax increase to the voters.
Huckleberry says the county is expecting a flat budget year with no big increase in revenue and no new programs. County finances largely depend on property taxes, which are based on property values of a couple of years ago. With values down, the only way the county can get more revenue is increasing tax rates. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.